Plenty of high school events are scheduled for today. First of all, on the track schedule, track and field action this evening at the Royal Invitational. Teams involved include New Lisbon, Adams Friendship, Bangor, Brookwood, Cashton, Hillsboro, Ithaca Weston, Kickapoo Lafarge, Wazika Steuben, Waniwak Center as well, and that event hosted by the Panthers. And today, the big Boscobel Bulldog Relays will be hosted by Boscobel. Teams include Albany, Argyle, Benton Scales, Mound Schulzberg, along with Cuba City, Fenimore, Hillsboro, Iowa Grant, Prairie du Chien, River Ridge, Seneca, Wazika Steuben, and Wisconsin Heights. All of the relays will get underway at 4 o'clock this afternoon. For Richland Center, a busy sports schedule, including a game we'll have on the radio later today. Richland Center's softball team hosting Platteville in a big conference matchup today, which gets underway at 5 o'clock. And the Richland Center girls soccer team will be hosting Platteville Lancaster, also starting at 5. For River Valley, there is soccer action at the RV area, the RV complex. Galena will come in to play the Blackhawks. And there is softball action, Lancaster playing at River Valley. Weston Schools involved in baseball today at DeSoto, and also Ithaca Weston softball will be at North Crawford, along with the Ithaca baseball team. Kickapoo will be in action with baseball today against DeSoto. And for Riverdale, not only involved in the track meet, but there is baseball action at Centennial Park in Dodgeville as the Chieftains play outside the league against the Dodgers. And Riverdale playing one of its rivals in softball, Boscobel. That game getting underway at 4:30 this afternoon. Well, the Brewers scored first, but the lead didn't last long. Detroit used strong pitching and a pair of home runs to claim a 5-2 victory yesterday that evened the series at a game apiece. Chad Patrick took the loss in relief after giving up 4 runs in 4 innings. Milwaukee hasn't hit a home run since Saturday. Rookie Brandon Sprout starts this afternoon's rubber game of the series. Manager Pat Murphy says they could have played better.
We didn't hit well, but we did have some good at-bats, and we competed to the very end, which I'm proud of. We didn't pitch well. I mean, I know we didn't give up a ton of runs, but we didn't pitch well. Nobody tonight, the 3 guys that threw today did not pitch well, so we got to be better than that.
Again, the Brewers play this afternoon. Other games from last night, Tampa Bay 6-1 over Cincinnati, the Mets 3 and the Twins 2, Pittsburgh 8-4 over Texas, Arizona beat the White Sox 11-7. In the National League, Miami 4-1 over St. Louis, Atlanta beat Washington 8-6, the Cubs 7-2 over Philadelphia, Colorado 8 and San Diego 3, San Francisco 3-0 over the Dodgers. In the American League, Houston 2, Cleveland 0, Baltimore 8-6 over Kansas City, the LA Angels beat Toronto 7-3, Seattle 5-4 over the Athletics, and the Yankees beat Boston 4-1. From the NBA playoffs, Detroit 98, Orlando 83, and Oklahoma City over Phoenix 120-107. The Bucks are interested enough in having Taylor Jenkins as their next team coach. They sent 3 team officials to Memphis to talk with him. Jenkins spent 6 seasons coaching the Grizzlies, making the NBA playoffs 4 times. He was an assistant under Mike Budenholzer during the 2018-19 season in Milwaukee. The Athletic reports the team owners, Wes Edens and Jimmy Haslip, also joined general manager John Horst at the meeting. No agreement was reached, but a follow-up meeting is indeed expected. Well, it's NFL draft night tonight, set to transform downtown Pittsburgh with hundreds of thousands of people expected to be a part of the spectacle. Over a dozen prospects will be there to walk the red carpet before the first round, hoping to hear their name called by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza, the consensus top overall pick, will watch from back home in Florida. Pittsburgh is hoping to use the draft as a way to showcase that the city has evolved considerably from its roots as one of the world's foremost producers of steel. NFL draft analyst Sam Bruckhaus from Sumer Sports weighed in about the Packers and their possibilities. Even if they do stay where they're at, there still could be some good players.
Teams may kind of lose it and move up and try to get those players. And then you're sitting there with really good players just getting pushed down the board. And that has trickle-down effects. So there's a real chance that a first-round talent could actually fall to 52. We typically don't see that happen in like a 20-pick range. You start getting safeties, linebackers, interior offensive linemen, tight ends, interior defensive linemen falling down the board. And that's a perfect setup for the Green Bay Packers.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced federal legislation requiring all NFL games to be available to fans of a team. When Green Bay blew an 18-point lead against the Bears, the game was broadcast only on Amazon Prime. Baldwin says 2 million Packer fans had no access without a Prime subscription, and that is the inspiration for her bill. WITI-TV reports that the Packers don't support the veteran lawmakers' so-called For the Fans Act. Former Badger guard John Blackwell says his role with the Duke Blue Devils will help him elevate his game to the next level. Blackwell left Wisconsin through the transfer portal in a move announced this week. He says he will be the point guard for Duke. Blackwell says he has nothing but positive things to say about the Badgers, but he needed to make the move as he prepares for what he hopes will be an eventual transition to the NBA. In the NHL playoffs last night, Philadelphia 5-2 over Pittsburgh. It was Anaheim 6-4 over Edmonton as well in that action last night. And one other matchup, Wyatt Johnson scored a power play deflection at 12:10 of the second overtime to give the Dallas Stars a 4-3 victory over the Minnesota Wild early this morning for a 2-1 lead in the first round series. With an update on sports, I am Phil Nee.